When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
To the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. You can always join us with your take at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, talking about more efforts in ballot fraud, want to draw your attention and that of the audience to a little story I found at the Raw story. Florida ghost candidate who was backed by GOP consultant is arrested and charged. Apparently that was a little ballot fraud, Dom. One of three ghost candidates who ran as independents for the Florida Senate in 2020 has been arrested on several criminal charges, the Orlando Sentinel reports. Also charged alongside ghost candidate Justine Iannotti are James Eric Fogelsong and Benjamin Paris. Fogelsong is a political consultant involved in launching of Iannotti's campaign, and Paris is Seminole County's Republican Party chair. You know, it's strange that all these voter fraud, ballot fraud, why is it always Republicans? I mean, just the vast number of them, you know.
It certainly seems to be a majority, a super majority, seemingly, are Republicans. I don't know, man. I mean, why go through such an effort? You know, I mean, it just... You run. If you win, you win. If you don't, you know, try better next time. What end?
What if you are just trying to confuse the electorate? What if you're
that's exactly what they're trying.
A ghost participant on the ballot who just, you know, accepts all your money from, let's say, one contributor. You know, one person just writes you one big check. You don't disclose. You just run as an independent. Well, here's what happens. Apparently, Dom, Iannotti is facing six charges, which include the commission of a false or fraudulent act, accepting excessive contributions from a single contributor, perjury, false reporting, and accepting a contribution in the name of another. Now, Fogelsong faces four charges, which include making two or more contributions through or in the name of another, a little straw purchase, Dom, the commission of a false or fraudulent act. Well, how's that any different than Bob Spindell here in the state of Wisconsin?
Great point, Michael.
And the unlawful use of a communications device, excessive contributions, and false reporting. Paris faces a single count of making a contribution through or in the name of another. And here's a quick quote, Dom, to put a bow on it. Some MPA candidates, commonly referred to as ghost candidates, have been used by political parties as a way to close elections or siphon off votes. See Kanye West right here in the great state of Wisconsin, right? That was the effort with Kanye. The Kanye candidacy was to confuse black voters.
You know, but I'm not, I mean, Kanye West has a very unique name, right? I mean, my understanding is these people have similar names to the actual, I guess, real quote-unquote candidates.
Yeah,
I mean,
but why, if you'll recall, when Kanye West made the efforts to qualify for the ballot here in the state of Wisconsin, he used Republican consultants who missed the time deadline, if I recall correctly, right? They didn't meet the specifications of voting law here in the state of Wisconsin. And the uproar was, well, these are paid consultants. They should know better. And who paid them? The Republican Party, to help siphon off votes here in the presidential from Joe Biden. Because when the race comes down to 21,000 votes, Dom, you know, you confuse a few people. You get a few Kanye fans to come out and vote, you know, not for Joe, but for Yeezy.
Kanye?
A little bit more here, Dom. You know, talking about the ghost people, the ghost candidates down in Florida. Well, not illegal per se. Many have questioned the ethics of the practice, according to State Attorney Phil Archer. However, when that candidate and the partisan political operatives involved violate election finance laws by illegally funding those races and filing false reports, it is the responsibility of government to act. And act they did. One more. Iannotti was new to politics when she ran as an independent in Senate District 9. As the Sentinel report points out, she spent several weeks in Sweden and refused to speak to reporters after qualifying to run. She later moved to Sweden after the election. Well, you know, can't extradite her from Sweden, can you? A little bit more. Her candidacy and those of two South Florida candidates who also did no campaigning was promoted by a pair of entities chaired by then GOP political consultant Alex Alvarado, with ads Miami prosecutors have said were tailored to siphon off votes from Democrats in each race. Ghost candidates. You know, whatever you got to do. All's fair in love and politics. So anyways, that is what's been happening in Florida. And back to this prior reporting at CNN Politics, if I can, you know, put a bow on it, Dom, sort of make it a national issue and a local issue. Republican candidates echoing Trump's disproven claims of fraud about the 2020 election have already been nominated or are seeking nominations for positions with control over election machinery in all five of the states that flipped from supporting Trump in 16 to Biden in 2020. Think Georgia, Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania. Oh, yeah, and Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
Republican candidates touting similar arguments are also in strong positions to win the GOP nominations for key elections positions in states just outside that inner circle of the most competitive contest, including Secretary of State races in Nevada, Colorado, and where they can hear us, in Minnesota. And even as these candidates are advancing, Republican legislators are moving a flurry of bills to change the rules for both voter access and election administration. Down one track, as has been widely reported, 19 Republican-controlled state-approved bills in 2021 make it more difficult to vote. Less widely discussed has been the second track. An exhaustive study released last week by three election reform groups found that 13 states have already approved laws allowing for partisan control of election administration. Now we're getting to the gist of it, Dom.
This is the root. An all-out effort by the Republicans to try to control the system.
Well, how do you win elections with a minority of the voters?
Right.
Come back. We're going to turn to Bob Spindell in the great state of Wisconsin next.
Hey, you want to get high, man?
Are you the gatekeeper?
Kind of grabs you by the boo-boo, don't it?
I am the keymaster.
So thank you.